Wow, it's a nice crowd tonight. Must be something exciting going on, huh? All right. Last week's parsha, Torah told us that Moshe Rabbeinu went into Paro. She came out, Paro emerged angrier than when he went in. He told them, don't give them Tevin anymore. No more Tevin. But the amounts of bricks that they had to produce had to be exactly the same. And the Torah says that the Mitzrim, who were appointed on making sure they produced the bricks, they went after the Jews, who were on top of the rest of Am Yisrael, to get them to make sure they kept producing the bricks. And the Torah tells us, Vayuku, Shaitre b'nei Yisrael asher samu aleihem noikse paro leimor, madu alei chilisem chokhem lilboin kismol shilshoim gam tmol gam hayoin. The Shaitre b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish policemen, who were in charge of the Jews to make sure that they would produce the same amount of bricks, they started getting hit. They were hit by the Egyptians to ensure that they would produce the same amount. What was the reward? They got a major reward. Later, in the Midbar, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over the Ruach HaKodesh that was on Moshe Rabbeinu and gave it over to the Chachmei Yisrael, these Shaitrim, who took punches for Bnei Yisrael, they were Zeiche to be the Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael. Now, it's not hard to understand the schar that these Shaitrim got. Basically, they took punches for Klal Yisrael. They were Meiser Nefesh. They were beaten. When a person gets beaten, a person doesn't know where the beating's going to go. But they were prepared to be Meiser Nefesh for the Jewish people, for Klal Yisrael, with the people they loved. And the Midah Keneged Midah is obvious. If you are Meiser Nefesh, you're not thinking of yourself. You're thinking of others, and particularly you're thinking of what your avodah should be, what you're supposed to be doing. So certainly, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, somebody like that I want to bring closer to me. So they were zeiche to be members of the Sanhedrin. Agav, I once heard a story. This is a good maisa. We had a yid who was nifter a little over a year ago in Ayer Zivir, Moshe Cohn. And he told the following story. You know Moshe Cohn. He told the following maisa. Moshe Cohn was just nifter about a year and a half ago, right? He was in his 90s. And he was in Shanghai, in Japan, and also in Shanghai with the Mir Yeshiva and through that whole route and how they escaped. He told him an interesting maisa. He said, when he was in Japan, he somehow picked up the language. He could speak. He knew a little Japanese. He knew the language. And when Rabban Cutler was in Japan to help the Mir Yeshiva, he was only not only to help the Mir Yeshiva, he was trying to help yeshivas out. He was going through. So he would take Moshe Cohn to the bank with him to help him withdrawing money and dealing with money of the bank tellers. He knew the language. He was better. So he says, one time they're in a bank, and all of a sudden, sirens went off. What are the sirens for? See, in Japan, the emperor is considered a god. You have to give homage. You have to bow down to the emperor. He's a god. When the siren go off, it was the only time you ever saw it. How often did the emperor come through? The siren, that was a sign. Everybody had to bow down. And all of a sudden, everybody in the bank immediately bowed down. Moshe Cohn said, me too. I was scared. Rabaron stood his ground. The policeman told him, bow. No. They took out sticks and started to beat him. He refused to go down. Refused until finally they beat him unconscious and he fell down. He said Moshe Cohen said he later went to the hospital to visit him in the hospital, and the first thing Rabbi Aaron said to him was, "Avodah Zarah Asurin Bano Gam Bam Gamim Shemshayim Asurah Bano Asurah Bano Asurah Bano Asur Lishtachavod Asur Lishtachavod." He was very upset. He was upset at Moshe Cohen for bowing down, but he didn't flinch for a moment because he understood when you're an Oved Hashem, sometimes you have to take punches for the Bar Yaelim. You know, the greatest title in Tanakh is Eved Hashem. We think of Eved as something denigrating sometimes. But the greatest title that one can be proclaimed is to be called Eved Hashem. Only a handful of people are zeh to that great title. Moshe Rabbeinu was Eved Hashem. Yehoshua, the end of his life, Eved Hashem. David HaMelech, the Avos were all Eved Hashem. Like the Rambam describes the idea of Eved Hashem as someone who is every fiber of his being, his every action, is all calculated to serve God. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim describes the Avos. And I'm thinking, when I read this, I remember reading this Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, the Rambam is talking like the Avos, like this. He's nispoil. That these people, in their every action, their every decision, their every thought, was only, what can I do for our Kaddish Baruch Hu? And stop and think for a moment. That never thinking about yourself, in everything you do, in every parcel of food you put in your mouth, of every second of sleep you do, every place you go, every action you do, is only with Hashem. Says that was the unique power of the Avos. And that's the concept of Eved Hashem, Eved Hashem. You know, it's a very fine line to know sometimes when a person is doing mitzvahs and doing avodas Hashem, how much of what I'm doing is really for Hashem and how much of it really sometimes is for myself. I'll tell you from my own experience. I was a Magid Shir. I taught in yeshiva for 20 years. And my style of shir was, I said a lot of chidushim, a lot of nice ideas. And I sometimes used to ask myself, you know, who is this really for? You get a geshmak from a shir. You get a geshmak from the Talmidim. Am I really doing this l'shma? Am I really being mechaber l'shma? Or am I really, on some level, am I really serving myself? It doesn't mean there's no schar. But you feel sometimes, you ask yourself, how do I know? What's the test? How can I really test myself to know if I'm really, really being Eved Hashem? I remember many years ago, a friend of mine's father was in Iran. This goes back way, way back. Back when the Shah fell. Just after the Shah fell. This is in the 70s. Oh, you're so you know what I'm talking about. No? But you heard of the Shah. Okay. Your parents were there. What's your name? Shalom Chaim. So, his father had been there at the end when he was, when the Arabs were going after him, making life very hard for the Jews. It was very hard. And his father had been there as a teacher for the various Jewish students. And after having been there for a while, he finally came back to Eretz Yisrael. And the reporters actually met him in the airport. They wanted to hear about his exploits. They knew they were amazing things he did. They knew, you know, secret undercover work, doing things to teach children in spite of the fact that they were under great duress and great fear for their lives. And they asked them, you know, tell us some stories, give us some. Gomesh wouldn't say a word. Gomesh. So his son, who was my friend, who was with his father, but said, you know, Abba, you know, they're all here waiting for you. You got to give them something. Something. Tell them something. He says, no, realize. He says, all what I did, he said, he used the words in Yiddish. He says, it's rain. It's clean. He says, I don't want to taint it by getting some hana, getting pleasure from it. They'll give me some covet. I want to go to Shemayim where all those slusim can go straight up there. Shouldn't be tainted. This is a kind of musig of avdus. I want to share with you a Gemara in Chagiga. And this Gemara really is the crux and the focus of what I really want to get into. Amar le bar hehe lehillel. Mai dichsiv v'shavtem u'risem bein tzadik l'rosha bein oyved elokim la'asher loy avod. A pasuk. V'shavtem, you should return and take a look. See the difference between a tzadik and a rosha. An oyved elokim and someone who is not avod, who doesn't serve him. In fact, the Gemara, Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Oved Elokim. A Tzadik is the same as an Oved Elokim. Hainu Rasha, Hainu Asher Lo Yavodai. What's this parallelism in the Pasuk? Oved Elokim, Tzadik, Rasha, Lo Yavodai. Same thing. So the Gemara says, Amar Loi, Avodai V'Lo Yavodai, Tervayo Tzadiki Gemuri. Someone who is Oved and not Oyved are Tzadikim Gemurim. They're exactly the same. They're Tzadikim. But there's one difference. Eino doime shoyne pirkoi mea pe'amim the shoyne pirkoi mea ve'echod. It's not doime someone who chazers 100 times to someone who chazers 101 times. The 100 times, no. The 101 times is an Oyved Elokim. 100 times is Asher Lo Yavodu. 101, Oyved Elokim. Amar Le, Umishum Chad Zimna Kari Le Lo Yavodu. One time? From 100 to 101, the guy did 100 times, he's Asher Lo Yavodu. Amar Le, in? Yeah. Tzeil Bamad, Mikshuk Shel Chamarin. Take a look at the donkey driver's market. They used to, in those days, people used to rent donkeys to transport things. So he said, look in the donkey market. Asara parse bezuzachat. If you rent the donkey for the going amount, everybody rents for the amount, 10 parsi. 10 parsi, 10 parsecs. 10 parsecs is one zuz. Chadasar parse betray zuze. One more parsec, double the price. One more little bit, it's double the price. What's going on? 100 times, lo yavod. 101, boom, Oyved Elokim. One time. And why is 100 times, lo yavod? He has it 100 times. I think the pshat is the following. He gufa. 100 times. Shmak. That's something to say over. I chaz it 100 times. 100, nice round number. 3 digits. It's big, 100 times. Gevaldik. 101. No. Not much more. But that's the difference. 100 times. No. Who was the Oyved? He wanted to be able to tell everybody I did 100 times. 101. Oh, that's an Oyved Elokim. That's one more time. Isn't that much more covenant that one more time? But it's Gevaldik. Wow. Now, you're totally Lishma. And he became an Oyved Elokim. I remember a story with a Yid. I won't mention his name now, but he lived in Yerushalayim. He died recently. And he lived into his 80s, deep into his 80s. Maybe it was over 90, I'm not sure. And he hadn't missed a Nates Minyan in over 70 years.
70 years, hadn't missed an eighth minute.
You get older, it's harder to move a little bit slower. And I heard the story that one day he came late. And he had a choice. He could skip a large part of Psukei Dezimra and daven Neitz. Or Mevater. Daven everything straight, with Kavana, not davening fast, davening where he always davens, and daven Shemoneh Esrei. Now, I'm not getting into the halacha, right or wrong. He said, no, this is how I daven. I'm saying the whole Psukei Dezimra with everything. He said, wait, in 70 years, you haven't missed a Neitz minyan. 70 years! No, this is how I daven. I'm not going to change. I was nisfal from that story. Because that's a geschmack. Somebody to say his whole life, 70 years, now you're giving it up. You got a streak like that going. But what's important to this, it was not himself, and not what it meant, and not streaks, and not seven. Abayis Hashem. Maybe let's bring this a little more to home. 10 hours, 11, 12, 12 plus 1. Huh? Gevaldik, 10 hours. And it is Gevaldik. 11 hours, 12, whatever you're doing. Gevaldik. Tell me, guys, deep down, is it really for him? Or is it a little bit? Get the prices down, huh? Keep the prices down. Now, that doesn't mean that all of that is worthless. It doesn't mean you're not le'avadai. It's not worthless. It's very important. Chazal tell us, le'olam yasek adam sh'loi lishma, sh'mitayich sh'loi lishma ba lishma. And the aside of that is, the Balei Musar say, the loshim le'olam, le'olam, means everybody, everyone needs as a stepping stone. There's always some sh'loi lishma everywhere. The sh'loi lishma is a means to come to the lishma. But what I really want to tell you is much more. I want to tell you something from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Listen to this. I'm going to read it out because the words are so powerful. You got to hear. Vivgamim nireh shekol yemei chayev min uruv v'ad zikna v'seva hayeiskoi ba sh'loi lishma. Someone who his whole life he learned Torah sh'loi lishma. Gam kein atachayev linhoig by kavod. You have to give him kavod. V'chol shechein l'shloi l'avazoysu chas v'sholom. Can't be mevazeh him. He learned Torah. Shechevan she'osak b'seres Hashem v'smidus bilti sofek. Someone who learned with such hasmada all his life, it's impossible that somewhere inside he didn't do a little lishma too. Ki ein a perish dafka. It doesn't mean that, you know, you'd be oivet to lishma, then suddenly you come to a point where, oh boy, everything's lishma. No, that's not what it means, he says. What it means is, Ela hainu, shebechol pam shu loimid bikfius, zman kama shows ritzufim, gam shederech klal hoisa kavanos lishalei lishma, im kol zeh, bilti efshar klal, shalikanis beliboy beemtsa libud al kol panim zman muet. Somewhere in the teich of all your learning and all that time, somewhere there's got to be somewhere, sometime, where you're really doing it lishma. You know, even the Magid Shir, right? Sometimes you come up with things, I'm not going to say that in Shir, but you work it out anyway. You get scarred for that too. And here's the crux and the point. Umata, listen to this. Kol ma shalomad adhena shalei lishma niskadesh v'nitar al yedei oiso yeis cotton shekivin boi lishma. You put in that little lishma, and it's makadesh everything until now also that was shalei lishma. The
101st time is mashpia. It's not one time. It's 101. Because that one extra time which you did, which you were Oved Elokim, is mashpia on all of it, that you become an Oved Hashem. Now, Rabbeisai, whether you're doing 10 or 11 or 12 or 12 plus 1, doesn't matter. But if that's all you do, you're missing out on the sale of the century. Double or nothing. This is double price. He says, a donkey driver, 10 parse, 1 zuz. The Gemara says, 11 parse is 2 zuz. Your schar is not just one time. It's exponential. You know what that means? No. Chaim Berlin, more than 5 words, it gets hard, huh? Okay. Ooh, it means many, many, not double, not a one, it's many, many more times. It's unbelievable. Just by putting in a little extra time, by giving it that little extra. Oh, you say it's unbelievable. And this, Rabbeisai, is really what it's up, what it's all about. That extra amount, that extra, you're showing Hashem, this is for you. This is not for me. This is not to save money on trip. This is for you. Everybody said, well, what are you doing it for? You're doing it to go to a place where you're going to the place of tzaddikim gedolim. People who live their whole lives. Lishma. To be Oved Hashem. Don't you want to stand in front of their kfarim? Stand in front of their places and feel, ah, I'm an Oved Elokim too. Just for a little bit. A little extra time here, there. Unbelievable. These are people whose whole mahus, when every minute they learn, they try to be Oved Hashem at every second. Their heads were not into the world, not into the news, certainly not into whether the Jets will make the playoffs or not. That wasn't on their minds. What was on their minds was one thing, Oved Hashem. And for you guys, for you to that little extra, avodai, Oved Hashem, don't let it look, one more minute. Little extra schwitz, little extra sweat, and the schar is unbelievable. Anashir, unbelievable. Nerevoya. I want to give you a little, maybe a taste, just a taste of schar. Just adding a little vitz over here at the end. Remember many years ago, I was in, must be a long time ago. I was in Rebbe Neri Searle. I had a chavrusa. And he told me a goyin. He said, the goyin says that b'seif yomav, the end of a person's life, they're going to march you out to the Gehenna. And as you're walking to the Gehenna, you're going to look to the left, to the side. And it says left to the side. And you're going to see the schar that's waiting for you. Says the Goyen, when you see that schar and what you're talking about and how unbelievable it is, you're going to run and jump into the Gehenna in order to get that schar. And he tells me, you should know, chash of a yidden. Walk around with this Goyen and they keep it with them all the time. That's the schar. Psh. Fast forward, 35 years later, I'm sitting with Rabban Segal, and he quotes to me this Goyen. And then he reaches into his pocket, and he pulls it out. Hashra people do walk around with that Goyen. But by say, don't give that up. Don't give that up, and now you have a chance to double the schar, get that much more schar for just a little bit. Take advantage. Take advantage of Yitz Hashem. Use it to earn the unbelievable schar, far, far more worth than anything else you can imagine.